When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, there we go. Who do we got in the house today? It's Cappy and DeMarco Farr. DeMarco, how you doing, man?
I'm good. Yes, Mo, I know somebody you played against.
Who that?
My neighbor. Her name is Erin Lawrence. She was a pitcher at UCLA.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Talks about you. Very competitive.
What year?
You guys were in school at the same time. When did you graduate?
What's her last name?
I don't know.
Now it's Lawrence.
Now it's Lawrence. Very tall. She was like their third best pitcher.
Yeah.
Talks about you quite a bit. So, yes. Hello. Good
Thank
to see you.
You.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And
hello.
From this other person.
Yeah. Say hi to Erin.
I will.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. Yes. I love it.
So, Cappy, what's happening, man?
Well, Mace, I got to tell you something, man.
Okay.
So thank you for sending me the meal plan.
Yes.
Okay. I haven't ordered it yet.
Okay.
All right.
It'll change your life.
Yeah.
But last night I started to like work on my discipline.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh boy.
So Momo, it's true.
Yeah.
Because last night me and Rubber Rachel, we had date night.
Yeah.
Night.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah.
Yes. Lovely. And we went to our favorite little spot, little Mediterranean spot. You know.
Oh, nice.
You can eat healthy at Mediterranean.
Little Greek salad.
Yeah.
Little
right.
Souvlaki.
Kebabs. Yeah.
Right. Problem is that every time I go to this place, they've got the world's greatest gyros.
Oh yeah, no, gyros are good.
Oh, they're so good, man. But there's so much, and they're so greasy.
Is that what you call them, gyros?
Gyros.
I call them gyros.
Gyros, right.
I used to think it was gyros, but
they
it's
are
not.
Greasy, and
That's
they
what
come
it looks like.
Don't they like
so
shave it off of the spit? And I don't even know what meat is on that spit.
I don't know.
So good. Yeah,
some kind of a lamb thing, isn't it?
Lamb.
Yes.
Did you break down, Cappy?
So last night I was like, you know what? I'm not going to let Mason get ripped without me.
Yeah. Nice.
I'm not going to let Mason get lean and mean without me.
Oh, nothing
I don't
like
want
a little
Mason,
peer pressure.
Yeah, I don't want Mason to be 185 pounds of twisted steel and
like
sex
it.
Appeal without me.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? So what I did was I ordered the salmon.
Oh, that is discipline.
Right? I had no pitas last night.
Good boy.
What about
okay?
fries?
No fries.
Wow.
It was a salad. It was some salmon. And it was a couple of olives here and there.
Yeah.
Nice.
But I'm telling you,
well done.
Mace, I'm not letting you get ripped without me.
It's going to happen. Well, I mean, no, I hope you join the same meal and do all the same stuff. I mean, I don't think you're necessarily going to look like Chris Evans at the end of this thing like I am.
When you say Chris Evans, is Chris Evans the guy who's training you?
He's Captain America. No, Steve Zim is training me, but he trained Chris Evans.
Okay.
And Chris Evans was a scrawny little kid. Steve got a hold of him, turned him into Captain America.
I saw the movie.
Yeah exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
When it came out. Yeah, that's why I came in looking. That's why I keep staring at your body.
Oh,
I want to see
you.
The transformation.
Yeah.
Check it out.
We're very early in the process.
Very early. Are you sore yet?
I am so friggin' sore now, and I'm going to the gym right after.
So I'll tell you this about cryo. Oh, no, about cryo. Sorry, about eating and discipline, okay?
Yeah.
I was telling you need to do cryo because you're sore. It's like you got to get through the first 2 or 3 days, Cappy. That's the hardest part because that's when all the feelings that you've been eating...
Wow.
That's when
that's
you start feeling those feelings and you have all the cravings and that's when you really miss it and your taste buds are like, I want the damn pita.
Yeah.
And I want the tzatziki sauce and I want
tzatziki sauce.
God,
it's
so
good.
And that's where like the first 2 or 3 days, if you can make it through the first couple of days, your taste buds start to change, your cravings start to change.
Yeah.
If you have a good meal plan like Mace told you about, you eat that when I was like really in the zone, I was like, man, this broccoli's so good. Who's ever said that?
Yeah, who's ever said that? Exactly.
But I'm like, man, that broccoli's so
man,
good.
Some damn good broccoli right here.
Cappy, do you feel like that's what's been going on? You've been eating your feelings?
Well, I think this, Mace, I told you this. That on December 25th of 2023, I gave up weed.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. December 25th?
Christmas Day.
You
Christmas
gave up
Day.
Weed. I didn't know that.
Why? Okay. Why did you give up weed on Christmas Day?
Because the
it
next day...
It was confiscated, was it not?
Oh, my God.
No. That, the next day, I was going to Mexico.
Yes.
And the previous time that I went to Mexico, DeMarco, I had an entire dispensary in my bag.
Wait, who brings weed to Mexico?
This is what I'm saying.
Who brings weed to Mexico?
Yeah, okay,
okay,
Kathy,
go ahead.
Continue.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
So I had this entire dispensary. I pretty much had the entire Green Cross in Torrance in my bag. Okay?
Yes.
And did you wrap it up? Like, did you put it inside some shirts and stuff or no?
Oh, Momo, I had it in the pockets of all my pants. And the girl who was at the border patrol, she saw me coming from a mile away. And I wasn't smart enough to, like, take it out of the box. And I mean, it was all brand new stuff. So I didn't take it out of the box. I didn't take it out of the packaging. And she found it all. And then they charged me, like, $250 to either go on. They gave me the option. You either pay $250 and go to Mexico and have a nice time. Or you turn around and you don't come back and you don't try and get back into Mexico for the next 48 hours.
So it was a fine.
So I paid a fine.
$250.
So after I paid the $250, my first instinct was like, yo, can I get my stuff back or what? And they were like, no, you can't have it. It's now ours.
Yeah.
We're taking your money and we're taking your stuff.
Nice.
You know?
Yeah. So you've given up weed and it hasn't made a difference.
Right. So I gave up weed thinking that I was going to lose weight because I kind of was blaming the weed for the weight.
Yes.
Yeah.
But that hasn't happened.
No.
So Momo, to your point, if you've given up weed and I've given it up now for how many months is it? It's 4.5 months.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
No, it's really good,
almost,
man.
Yeah. I should easily be able to be more careful and more disciplined
of
with
course.
My diet.
Yeah.
Like I have been at other times in my life, but I'll pose this to you guys and you guys give me some advice.
Pose away.
Tomorrow being the holiday. Okay.
Tomorrow is 4/20, right?
What do you think it was Easter?
Well, no, because I know Passover's coming up too.
Yeah,
well, thank you. That was very kind of you.
That's Monday. Yeah, I didn't know what.
Chatzimea to you.
Yeah.
Momo, maybe I should come over for a Seder.
Oh
you know, I don't really have any place to go.
I haven't been to a good Seder in a long time.
I'm going to do a Seder next Sunday. I'm going to do it
next
towards
Sunday.
The end. Yeah.
Isn't that like?
Late Seder, yeah, it's okay. It works. Yeah. Nobody
right,
can.
Hey.
I was going to do it this Sunday, but then the Clipper game was.
Got to leave the wine for Elijah.
Yeah, I know. And we're going to have a raucous game of Afikoman.
Oh, dude, I love Afikoman.
Yeah. Oh, Afikoman.
One of my favorite games.
Yeah, it's one of the best. Afikoman?
You basically take a piece of matzah and you hide it somewhere in the house, and whichever kid finds it gets a prize.
Yeah. I like that.
Right.
Okay.
That's good.
Right.
Okay.
So, Mace, I'm just thinking this, though, and tell me what you think.
Okay.
Given that tomorrow's the holiday.
Yeah.
And I'm not like a reformed weed smoker that will never smoke weed
like
ever again.
It's not like I'm sober. It's not like that. It's just you decided to give it up for a while.
I gave it up because I thought I would lose weight. But honestly, I really gave it up because I was like, you know what? I wonder what my life would be like and I wonder what my business would be like if I wasn't smoking weed.
Yeah.
And
so, it's been, honestly, DeMarco, I've gone from, if I had to say, like 65 rating to like a 95.
Nice.
Rating.
Okay.
So you're operating at peak
better.
Level.
You're better.
Oh, much, much better.
Okay.
Much higher.
Would you say
much
this
higher.
Is your heyday?
I would
stop
say
stop with the heyday.
Is it more heyday?
It's funny that I'm operating higher even though I'm more sober. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's right. You're operating at a higher capacity, right?
What are you asking permission for?
You want to do a gummy tomorrow?
No, not
that's
a gummy.
What it sounds like,
you wanna,
right?
No, no,
you
not a gummy.
Listen, I'm
going
to give you
smoke.
Permission. I'm going to bless this because. If you are able to stick to the diet, I'm fine with you doing weed.
I say smoke a J, man.
Yeah,
it's 420.
Is that right?
If you can't eat your feelings, you can definitely smoke them.
You need permission to smoke a J?
It's not that I need permission. I just need somebody to like give me a
little. Let's trade your discipline on the weed for some discipline with the food.
It is a gateway drug.
I would love it if I just was like, you know what? It's 420. It's Saturday. And I'm going to smoke a big old fatty.
Yeah. I'm going to say no.
Just do that.
I'm going to say no.
I'm going to say do it.
I'm going to say no.
I'm
gonna
say
you
do
know
it.
You.
Switch the discipline.
Yeah. You make the choice,
transfer.
But I'm going to say no. Yeah, because I don't want to be the cause of you going backwards.
What's weird, Cappy, is I've learned how to use cannabis and not eat like crazy.
Right. Some people can.
There's a different discipline in there that exists that I don't know if you can develop or not.
No, I can. I've had it in the past.
So the thing about the diet also is there's a period of you could either start a diet and this is what I'm doing and you're super strict, or you can ease into the diet.
Right.
Are you a challenge guy? Here are the rules. I do not deviate. Or are you an ease into it guy?
The problem is, Momo, is that I'm usually I have a goal thing happening.
Mm.
And then without the goal, I don't really have
correct.
The discipline.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
Put it this way. Like, if you told me that I was going to do a marathon in 2 months and I had a whole bunch of teammates that were all depending on me, I'd immediately go on an amazing diet because I'm like, I got to be my best because it's not just me. It's about them. Like, so I'm team oriented.
Right.
You know, and that's so since I don't really have something on my radar right now, some sort of a goal.
Well, you have a goal.
You
beat Mason.
Like every ex-football player I know.
All right, listen. Okay, here's your goal.
You really do.
Ready? I got the challenge.
Okay.
This is the 7-10 challenge. We're going to call it, which of you can lose more weight by the Mandy's?
That's not a good name for a challenge. Which of you?
No,
so the challenge
the name,
is,
the
which
challenge.
Of you can lose more weight
so
by the Mandy's?
So it's the 7-10 challenge.
Okay. What, 7-10. When the Mandy's point. Are on June 20s.
From today on?
Yeah, from
this point on.
Well, okay. Start from when
this
you
is
did
not
your...
This is not a fair test because I'm not necessarily just trying to cut weight. I'm also building muscle.
It's not about weight, so
body
let's
fat.
Do it about body fat.
Yeah.
Body composition. You go to one of those fancy places, like, and you get the body analysis.
Sounds like a lot of work, Mama. I'll be honest. Sounds like a lot of work.
You go stand on the scale, and they say you're this much water, and you're this much fat, and you're this much muscle.
You know what Cappy's biggest problem is?
What?
The reason he eats so much.
Why?
The reason he can't control himself.
What is it?
Hanging out with Morales too much.
Oh,
I totally agree. As a matter of fact,
when I told
Rachel the other day, I'm like, gosh, I've had such a couple of good days of eating. She was Morales not, were you guys not in the same like hotel room or something? And I'm like, yeah, Morales was busy. He was at this Rams convention and he was at this other thing. She's like, okay, you see, so he brings you down. He does.
Yeah.
He brings me down, Morales. Yeah.
I mean, you hang out with Morales, next thing you know, you're face down in a plate of nachos. That's the way it goes with Morales.
You hang out with Morales, next thing you know, you're eating half a road pie.
Yes, right. Hey, I would love to hang out all day long.
Where are you going?
No, you wouldn't.
Yeah.
I really like that sweater from the Shannon Sharpe collection.
By the way,
nice.
Everybody thinks this is old guy sweat.
No.
I love this sweater.
No, it's money. And I also like the two
Stand
chains.
Up.
You
That's
know what you
bad.
Need on... You know what you need on the two chains, though?
What?
You need some, charms, dude.
I need a charm.
Yeah.
Get an SM. There you go. Just throw an SM.
Oh, no, I'm not going to do
an
SM.
Come on, that's how you do it.
Just you got to have what I got.
That's what, yeah.
You got to have what I got.
What do you have, Cappy?
You got to have I have the dog tag that says bring them home now.
I like that. Yeah.
Momo, bring them home now. This is a good one.
Amen.
The dog tag.
Yep.
Yeah, I like
then
that.
I got my Star of David over here. I'm feeling, you know, very like, you know, I want to support.
Passover, yeah.
You know?
It's a holy time. Yeah.
Very Pesach-y.
Yep.
What?
You know?
that is how you say Passover in
Pesach.
Hebrew.
Pesach.
You know what? Okay, listen. When I was doing my bat mitzvah, I was learning Hebrew, and every single letter that you have to learn is just like ha 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 ha.
Yeah. Hey, what part of I Want to Get Out of Here did you not hear, Momo?
Where are you going?
We are back tomorrow at 1. It'll be me in Ireland, I'm pretty sure, tomorrow, Monday at 1. And we will break down game 1 tomorrow night in Denver, rooting for the Lakers like crazy. Coming up next for you, Cappy and DeMarco, 710 ESPN.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
With everyone fighting for attention, how can your business stand out and connect with customers? Easy. Get Constant Contact. Constant Contact's award-winning marketing platform has helped millions of small businesses stand out, stay top of mind, and see big results. Fast. Constant Contact makes it easy to promote your business with powerful tools like email and SMS marketing, social media posting, and even events management. With Constant Contact, you'll reach new audiences, grow your customer list, and communicate more effectively to sell more, raise more, and fast-track growth. Don't know much about marketing? No sweat. Constant Contact's writing assistance tools and automation features help you say the right thing at the right time, every time. Plus, you can send with confidence, knowing your emails are actually reaching your customers thanks to Constant Contact's best-in-class 97% deliverability rate. Tackle any challenge with Constant Contact's expert live customer support. Plus, everything's backed by their 30-day money-back guarantee. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Just go to ConstantContact.com right now. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall. ConstantContact.com.
Boom, bam, bum. Ding, da-dum, bum. Ba-da-bop, pick-a-doom, da-dum, bum. Ding, da-dum, bum. Dig-a-doom, da-dum, dum, ba-da-bop. Bing, wait a second. Hold on a second here.
What up?
DeMarco's in for Shidano.
Shidano.
You mean to tell me that there's no pre-show hype and imaging and excitement when you bring on major market Los Angeles ESPN drive time superstars onto the radio? We just come in cold like that?
You got to talk to Morales, man.
It's Friday, Cap.
It's Friday.
We never have imaging on Friday.
And that's weak sauce is what that is.
That's like the meetings on the golf course day, I feel like.
Threw Chris right under the bus. Wow.
No, that's how it always is because they're from home, you know, and then Chris is doing his meetings.
Cap, what is going on around here? What is going on around here? Why are people so hostile right now?
I know there's a lot of hostility.
There's heat going on. What's going on in this room?
There is heat.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking. There's heat.
There is heat. The heat is on.
There's heat everywhere. What's going on?
The heat is on right now with who they're playing?
What?
The Bulls.
They're playing the Bulls, yeah.
And
George Sedano is on the air.
Hungarian heat. DeMarco, let me set up for you.
With the jam!
Let me set up for you what's going to happen here today, which I know you know, but for everybody who's just now tuning in, this is important stuff, okay? So whatever you're doing, you're driving down the road, perk up here, pal.
Yeah.
Okay, because we need to tell you what's happening.
Go ahead.
DeMarco, right now, as we speak, Miami 19, Chicago 11 in the play-in. Not that we all care so much about this game, but our boy Sedano is calling the game on radio.
Yes.
Okay. Now, last time he did this while we were on the air, we would send him lines and then he would get the lines into the broadcast. Are you familiar with this bit?
Yeah, you'd send him text messages, right?
Right. So, for example, he would say something like, I wanted him to, I always say South, South LA.
Yeah.
So he got in a South, South reference in the actual national broadcast. Play that for us, Lens, if you could.
Nice.
Wait, which one are we playing?
South, South.
South, South.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
This one is
I like that one.
Caleb Martin, he's going to pull up from three, and he hits one from South, South Miami.
Nice.
Right.
Heck yeah.
Okay, so now one of the things that Sedano does, DeMarco, is when you don't kiss up to Anthony Davis like he does, then he sends you to Terminal H. Okay.
Ah, yes. Okay. I've heard about this.
Yes, so now
I haven't been sent to Terminal H, but I've heard about it, yes. Yeah.
So when somebody hits a deep three, you hit it from all the way down in Terminal H. Go ahead, Lindsay.
Hold on, that one isn't. It's not populating.
It's not there. Okay, really?
It's here. It's here somewhere. Do the Circle of Trust one.
Okay,
first.
So the Circle
he
of Trust
did not get Circle of Trust in the game.
He did.
It's what I like to call the Miami Heat Circle of Trust.
He got it in there.
Yes, he did.
Unbelievable. That's so professional. That's awesome.
Right
on the fly.
So today, DeMarco, we are going to invite you. And we are going to invite the Circle of Trust on Twitter.
Oh, I got
it already.
To
send us phrases that they want Sedano to try and get into the broadcast.
See, I got one, Cap. There's no way he can get it in the broadcast. He's not that good.
Okay.
You know what it is?
Tell me.
Love Boat.
Oh, why didn't we come up with
there's
that?
There's no way. He gets Love Boat in the game. No way.
Okay. I can't believe we didn't come up with that one ourselves. Why the hell did we not come up with that?
Because I wasn't here.
That's true.
There we go.
That's true.
That's right. That's right.
Because we were thinking about ones like, okay, for example, we were thinking he could get in You a Freak. Have you ever heard that one?
You a Freak, man.
Okay, if he says, like, that guy is a freak, he kind of got it in there.
Right. But
No. He has to say You a Freak.
Okay, like
he
such
can't
and
just
such
say, like,
gets
so-and-so's a freak.
You a freak. You can get that in there.
Exactly.
That's be like a highlight play. You know what I mean?
Can,
like someone getting
that.
Dunked on or something
How
like that.
How do you get Love Boat into a professional basketball game? See? Oh, you can't do it. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
I think I win.
So, DeMarco, here's the full Circle of Trust. This is like the 20-second clip, okay? Here's how he did it in context.
Adebayo, the Miami Heat captain. He is taking that mantle from Udonis Haslem. Dwayne Wade had that for a time as well.
Mm-hmm.
Lonzo Mourning. It's what I like to call the Miami Heat Circle of Trust.
I like
it. To where the captains see in Miami, there's not a lot of guys that have pulled that off.
See, okay. I've been challenged during game. I love this. We do this all the time for Rams games. See if we can work stuff in games to where people they don't know what we're doing.
We
want
to
see if you
can
work
one.
In Love
Benelevant.
Boat. Yeah.
Benelevant.
The wrong pronunciation of Benelevant.
Benelevent.
Got me caught up there.
Benelevent.
Benelevent. It's like my favorite flavor of ice cream. Benelevent.
Or this one.
Little Tanucci.
Tanucci?
Yeah, he got a little Tanucci.
Oh my God, that's crazy. It sounds like a rapper, doesn't it?
Yeah. You know what I'd like him to get in,
what?
DeMarco?
What?
If there's any way he could get in the phrase Island Boys.
Oh, no way. You'll get him fired.
For the Island Boys?
They will take him off the air if he says Island Boys.
I said, it's too bad that the Warriors weren't playing because Clay's from, you know, Michael's from the Bahamas.
You would have people picketing the game if you say that.
Oh, my
the
God.
The Island Boys, yeah.
Because you know that guy Coby White who plays for the Bulls? He's got a big old giant fro.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I was thinking maybe if he could say something like, he's got that Island Boy cut
island
or something.
Island Boys! Oh, my God. Oh, this is going to be fun.
How about
so
this?
Does he have to do this? Is he like obligated to do this?
No, but he wants to send the signal to the circle of trust that he's got them.
That he's so doing it. Okay.
Right. Now, I suggested for him, you got Bam Adebayo, and I was suggesting all along, he's a bad man, majama. You know that?
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network. This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
One.
I think he can work that in.
He says he won't do it.
I mean, you gotta sing that, right? You gotta have flavor when you do that. You can't straight man that.
Right.
He's a bad mama jamma. That doesn't work. You know what I mean? You gotta work that in. You know what I mean?
He's a bad mama jamma.
Part of that is the beat and the groove, you know? If you're just reading it off the paper, it sounds bad.
One of the Sedano drops we'll play is Back from the Dead. He came back from the dead.
Wow. Lazarus.
Could we possibly get him to drop in? He came back from the dead?
I don't know. That would be a tough one, too.
I think you can get that in there.
I think the most challenging, and leave it to DeMarco to come up with it. I think the most challenging, most interesting, and I don't know if he can pull it off, but Love Boat is awesome.
I bet you whatever he can't work that in. There's no way he can get that in a game.
All right, I'll tell you that if he can get it in, here's my prediction.
Okay, go ahead.
The owner of the Miami Heat is a guy named Mickey Arison.
Yeah?
And Mickey Arison owns cruise ships.
Owns a boat.
Yeah, and so that's how he does it. You know, at the end, he goes, hey, you know, and the owner of the Heat, Mickey Arison's going to be real happy, going to take everybody out for a cruise on his Love Boat, something
See,
like that.
That requires like 90 seconds of setup.
Yeah.
That'll be funny.
Yeah, it
Oh,
does.
My God. This is a good game. I like this. Lindsay, are you sending him text messages now?
Not yet. We got to decide what we're going to ask him.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go live to the broadcast right now. It's 21-11, Miami leading Chicago. There's 5:36 to go in the first quarter. At least that's what it is on my TV. Here's Sedano.
In the play-in. Adebayo for the second free throw. An 11-point lead at the moment in the first. Gets the second. A 12-0 run for Miami and a 12-point lead, 23-11. 5:36 to go in the first.
What a Love Boat. See? There it is right there.
Coby White guarded tightly by Caleb Martin as he crosses the timeline. Coby White now drives baseline, kicks it to Ayo Dosunmu, driving now into the paint, high off the glass, no good, tipped around, and batted to Hero. Hero crosses the timeline. He's going to pull up straight on for three. Can't get that one to fall. Rebound, Vucevic. Now Caruso pushing to Coby White on the left wing, guarded by Jovic. Coby White puts it on the deck, pulls up, short, rebound Hero.
But Coby White has not gotten into the paint the way he did against Atlanta on Wednesday night, where he was a menace.
A menace.
Haywood Highsmith with the push shot as he gets the pass to the baseline from Tyler Hero. Nice assist there. Nice basket by Highsmith. A 14-point lead for Miami. And Coby White driving into the paint.
Oh, you know how he can get Love Boat in?
Yeah. Let me hear how.
Kevin Love plays for
Coby
the Heat.
White started the game.
See? Nice. Uh-oh.
Ooh, baseball.
There's an on-ramp there. Let's see if you can get
definitely.
It.
She's on to something.
Baseball.
Let's see if you can get it. Wow.
All right. Well, okay, let's do this.
This is fun. I like this game.
So should we, because it's early in the game. There's about 5 minutes to go here in the first quarter. As you heard George say, Miami had gone on a 14-0 run, and they're up big. Should we hit him with Love Boat early?
Yeah, I just texted him in the group chat.
Nice.
Okay, I think Kevin Love's getting ready to check in the game, too.
Yeah. So. Oh, my God. He may get it right off the bat.
Yeah. Oh, this would be unbelievable.
There's no way.
He said, remember last time, by the time they got to the fourth quarter, and plus with this being such an important game, he was like, I can't mess around anymore. I got to pay attention to the game.
Right. Well, that's just it. If the game gets close in the fourth quarter, we got to let him go back to working, you know?
Can you imagine if Kevin Love was a hit at three, and he'd be like, Love Boat.
Wow. Oh, that would be awesome.
I'm glad I didn't make a bet.
Incredible.
Wow.
All right, listen, we're just underway here on a Friday afternoon. Now, usually, DeMarco, I call DeAndre Big D.
Yeah.
But you can't have DeMarco in and DeAndre in and call DeAndre Big D when Big DeMarco is Big D.
I don't know. DeAndre kind of big right now.
Yeah.
He kind of swole up. He might be the big D.
I was going to call him Lil D.
Lil D? Nah.
Like Lil Tanucci?
I like it.
Yeah.
Little Tanucci.
All right, Tanucci. We're just getting rolling. Let me start off by telling everybody this. We are looking for young men. When I say that, don't hold on. Everybody relax, all right? We at the California Cryobank are looking for young, healthy men. If you are between the ages of 19 and 38 and you would like to be a sperm donor because you can make $1,500 a month by being a sperm donor. All you have to do is put in your application at spermbank.com. It does not guarantee that you're going to be, accepted. There's a lot of different criteria that they look at. But I'll just tell you this. If you can work in the U.S., if you're young, if you're healthy, and you want to help other people live out their dreams by creating their family, all you have to do is apply at spermbank.com. That's spermbank.com. You know, one of the most likable players in the entire NFL is here in L.A., and DeMarco's going to tell us who it is next on Sedano and Cap.
But don't forget that it's the Waba Grill Sedano and Cap 4 o'clock hour on 710, presented by none other than Waba Grill. Kids eat free at Waba Grill. Bring your kids in for a free chicken or tofu mini bowl with any entree purchase weekdays after 4. Restrictions apply. It's the Waba Grill Sedano and Cap 4 p.m. hour, and we'll be back after this.
Get ready. Call me. Yeah.
Some of my first recorded butt whoopings, like by my mom, was because of this song.
Why? Debbie Harry, Blondie? Why?
Yes. When this song was popular, when did it come out?
This has got to be in the early 80s.
Early, like,
I 70s. Think it's 1980.
1980. Yeah. So I was like 9.
Okay.
Singing this song, not knowing what it's about, but just singing Call Me at the top of my lungs.
Yeah, me too. I love this song.
Like
I love
leaving
this
church
song.
Singing this song. This is not good stuff. I didn't know what the heck I was singing.
I still don't know that the lyrics are bad, because let me tell you something. When Casey Kasem counted it down and said the number one song in the country is Blondie and Call Me, I love this song.
What was
wrong with this song?
Well, you got to read it with your adult eyes. Like,
what
look at the lyrics.
Mean?
Call me.
I mean,
call me.
Look up the
call
lyrics.
Me.
You'll see.
Okay.
It's not something you want a 9-year-old singing.
Well, I was the
you
same
know,
age.
You
when
listen
I was
to some of like the songs that like we listened to in like middle school and stuff growing up, and you look back now and you're like, oh, okay.
When you realize what they're about.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
I told you the other day there was a party for girls, and Watermelon Sugar came on.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I love that song.
And they're all singing it. And I'm like, what do we do?
Why, what's that about? What's wrong with Watermelon Sugar?
Just look it up.
Do you remember the song that was by Next called Too Close?
Yeah, of course.
I mean, we were like singing that song at like our 8th grade, 7th grade dance, and it's like, step back and
had
dance.
No idea. Count.
Yeah,
I know.
No clue.
No
and I
idea.
Hear it like recently, and I was like, wait a minute.
It's
oh
so
God.
Funny.
So
we're in 7th grade, like all jamming out to it, like, oh, okay.
So bad. I know.
I had to drive my daughter this morning. My daughter's 17. This is my last
You're
one, DeMarco.
You're making it hard for me. That's the song.
This is the last one, getting ready to graduate, and then I'll be an empty nester, you know. And my 17-year-old daughter this morning, 5:45 a.m., tells me I have to take her to school because she's got a field trip to Catalina Island for
the
weekend.
She told you when at 5:45?
Well, she told me I needed to take her, so I knew that I had to. So I was up early this morning,
okay.
And she and I are driving to school. I'm taking her to the bus, and she goes, oh, my God. I'm like, what's wrong? Like, you know, you hear your kid, like, bark, oh, my God. Like, what's wrong? It's 5:45 in the morning. Taylor Swift dropped 31 new songs in the middle of the night.
Really?
I'm like, wait a second. I go, hold on.
Really?
Wait. I'm like, she had a new album. She goes, yeah, but Dad, she also dropped 31 new songs. I'm like, okay, I don't know where this girl finds time to freaking come up with
songs.
No, 31 more songs.
More songs
than the album.
Oh my gosh! Wow.
It is the album though. It's a double album. I thought it was 31 songs. It's a double album.
It's okay. I don't know, man.
Wow.
And I guess it's like 31 total songs.
I'm so glad. Like my daughter's 9 and she's kind of over it. So no, but did she go nuts?
Oh yeah, my daughter's 17 and she went to like 2 of the shows at SoFi. And for her, you know, Taylor Swift is it, man.
Did Emily go bonkers too?
Oh yeah,
Emily went nuts.
She broke down.
She broke down the lyrics.
Yeah,
I thought that she meant she broke down crying.
Well, probably
that.
She too.
Broke down the lyrics. Yeah. Okay. See, that's one. That's Taylor Swift is on the approve list.
I think it's fascinating to me that like anybody could be so big of an artist that people are literally breaking down all the lyrics to her songs and saying, oh, this is about this. This is when this happened. This is in regards to this person.
I spent the first 15 minutes of this morning going over some Thanks, Amy.
Right, about Kim Kardashian. I like Taylor Swift. She's fine. I'm not like a huge fan, but you know, you couldn't avoid it on Twitter. And so I was like,
I went down the rabbit hole. I'm like, I could care less about this. Why am I doing this?
But I did care. I cared enough to read about it.
How about this? This morning I turned on like national television news. For the last 2 days, it's been Trump hush money trial and Israel versus Iran. These are like the top two news stories on the planet, right? Buried earlier today by analysis of Taylor Swift's new album. I'm like, really? Wow.
Good for her.
Good for us, I guess. There's a place we can go to get away from the madness for a while.
Right, like a little, like, you know let's
what if she does a remake of Call Me? Will you let your daughter listen to it?
It depends. I mean,
by the way, Trish... from our traffic department texted me to let me know that that song was from the American Gigolo soundtrack. So I guess I get it. I get
Call
it.
Me?
Yeah.
Way to go, Trish.
It was from that movie.
Yeah, that's what she
said. Oh, have you seen American Gigolo?
I haven't seen it in a long time.
Seen it. Richard Gere. Oh, you got to see this movie.
Oh, I love Richard
long
Gere.
Time.
So deep. Yeah, it's a
He's
deep
fantastic.
Movie.
Fantastic.
Yeah, well, I love that song.
That's what that movie is about. Call
and
Me.
And I love Blondie.
Yes,
love,
me too.
I love
Harry.
Debbie Harry. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so DeMarco, we'll see if Sedano can get in the more challenging Love Boat. We know he can do South-South.
He said he'd try
We know he can do Circle of Trust. We know he can do Terminal H. But can he get in Love Boat? And
no
when
way.
Lindsay came up with the fact that Kevin Love had entered the game and then hit a deep three, right?
Yep, he did.
He did. George says he'll try and get in the Love Boat. We'll see if he can do it.
I'm taking bets.
He also said that
anybody?
He'll get it. I think he will be able to get that one in if Kevin Love does hit a three.
Well, George also told us that the producer of this broadcast is a former ESPN guy who retired, and they bring him out of retirement every now and then when they need him to freelance. And George is like, this guy is like older and definitely painted a picture that he's uptight. So I wonder if George is going to play this one close tonight. As we're getting ready to end the first quarter and we don't have any
I love it.
Sedano stylings yet.
Degree of difficulty is up.
Yeah, it's high. Yeah,
I'm confident we picked the right two words. He can't get those in.
What do you think if we want to give him one that's like a little bit easier?
Let's see.
In the meantime.
Mandy.
I was thinking of that, like the Mandy Awards. You're right. Actually, you know what I was thinking? I said to DeAndre, we won Show of the Year, right, Cap?
That's right, we did.
Maybe he can get Show of the Year in there somehow. Like, oh, he's putting on the Show of the Year.
Ooh, that's good.
Big E in the Circle of Trust says, have Sedano say sided polls. That's a great idea.
Wow.
That's a
zero
great
chance
idea.
He's doing that one.
No, that one I don't, believe it or not, that's the kind of thing. Because the other day, Sedano was doing a broadcast of the UFL football game, right, DeMarco?
Yeah.
And this guy from one of the teams jumps offside. And he was a University of Pittsburgh alumnus. And Sedano says on the broadcast, my radio partner, Scott Kaplan, is not going to be happy about that. So, you know, Sedano throws in these little things. Yeah, these little...
Wait, why wouldn't you be happy about a guy jumping off? Oh, from Pitt.
He's my guy.
Pitt guys are perfect.
A UFL game is a little bit different than, you know, the...
What, a national radio game on ESPN radio?
What are you trying to say, Lindsay? What are you trying
Believe
to say?
Believe me, more people were watching that UFL game.
They're professional football players. Come on.
Just trying to throw shade on them, man.
A big time.
Yeah, why are you throwing shade?
Look at you.
Why are you throwing shade?
The UFL.
If it was Caitlin Clark, you go nuts.
I like the UFL. I like the UFL. And I also like when George, it's funny because George was doing the game and I was in the airport. And I was like, oh, hey, that's George. It was really cool.
All right, so let's do this. So, DeMarco, I've not seen this yet, but I know you have. And I said that he is maybe one of the most likable guys in the entire NFL right here in L.A. So yesterday, this new Matthew Stafford documentary, or at least part one of it, dropped.
Have you seen it?
I've not seen it. And I went onto the Rams website.
Yeah.
And you can watch this doc on the Rams website. So it's not like you had to be watching on the NFL Network last night. 45 minutes is the first episode. Haven't seen it yet. Did you watch episode one?
I did. And it's so cool. It's so cool that the world gets to see him and what he's like. And you go inside the helmet a little bit. It was kind of like what they did with Mahomes and Cousins. Didn't you go into that show last year, quarterback, like not liking Kirk Cousins? And
oh, my God.
You left the show loving the guy?
Me and Cap were the only ones who liked that show. No one else liked it.
I thought the show was great. Sedano thought it was NFL propaganda. I'm like, yeah, it's about
Sedano
quarterbacks.
Thought it was NFL Never mind. Okay, yeah. Go ahead.
Dude, I thought quarterbacks on Netflix was amazing.
Yeah.
I thought seeing Mahomes and the work that he does when he's not in the facility on a Wednesday night, you get done with practice, you get done with film study, and you go to your own gym to work out with your own trainer.
You're going to see the same with Stafford and more. That kind of stuff. It's going to take you inside. And it's something else. I usually wind up being a Stafford apologist to people, and it drives me nuts because when I say this is one of the best quarterbacks I've ever seen in my entire life, they think it's hyperbole. Even Michael Thompson calls me a homer when I say that. I'm like, no, I'm not being a homer. I'm just telling you what I see. As far as
he's calling you a homer,
he calls me a homer.
He says about he thought the Lakers were going to be 82-0 this year.
It's Michael. I love the guy, but I mean, he's just messing with me. But it seems like I'm being a homer. It's like, no, man. I mean, of all the quarterbacks I've seen, like either on my team, played against, gone to practices, watch this guy throw, watch a pro day. Of all the QBs I've seen, this guy is one of the best, if not the best, thrower of the football I've ever seen in my life, and he's as tough as nails. So that comes through in this first episode. You get to see what everyone else sees, his teammates see. The guy will get knocked cold, get hurt, get up, and keep playing. It's amazing what he does and the leadership he shows, and that shows up. It's awesome.
You know, you talked about Kirk Cousins, and I went into last year watching quarterbacks thinking, I don't really like the guy that much. You know, he's just sort of a stat machine. He doesn't really win very much. I left that show loving Kirk Cousins, loving the guy that he is, the family guy, and the way he works and prepares and everything else. I can't wait to see this about Stafford because, like you, I would say this. I did not respect Stafford as much as I should have because he was on all those teams all those years in Detroit where he put up Hall of Fame numbers, but he didn't really win. Then he came to the Rams, won the Super Bowl his first year, but you saw how the Rams had loaded that team up to make that run to win that game in SoFi Stadium. And then he got hurt the next year and then came back this past year and was, I mean, he was unbelievable. I mean, think about what Puka Nacua might be. Or how we might not even know who Puka Nacua is if it isn't for a guy like Matthew Stafford.
Puka's in the video. Cooper's in the video. Everybody's in the video talking about him. And you'll see when you watch it, you'll have a whole new appreciation for this guy's talent and this guy as a person. You'll love it. So if you like that quarterback show, if you like what it did for Kirk Cousins, and I have to draw the line here, I like Kirk Cousins the man. I still think he's still Mr. Stat Hunter, though.
Yeah, right.
He is still checked down Charlie, but I like the guy a little bit better after seeing that.
Right.
So no matter what you think of Stafford, once you see the inside of it, I guarantee you you'll walk away with more of an appreciation of him.
If Cousins were to win a Super Bowl, we would look at him the way we look at Stafford. In other words, Stafford was on bad teams for a long time, putting up numbers, and none of it mattered. But then he got that Super Bowl for the Rams. And even that didn't necessarily, I don't think, turn everybody into a Stafford believer. To me, last year,
Super Bowl helped McVay more.
Last year, to me, made Stafford. I mean, and particularly, I also think
that's
it helped.
Yeah,
I think it also helped grow the Rams fan base because that team was not loaded up with superstars that were brought in the middle of the season just to make one run.
Oh,
I mean, that team last year,
11 of them playing. That's
right.
Amazing.
It was incredible.
If Kirk Cousins wins a Super Bowl, I'll predict this. If Kirk Cousins wins a Super Bowl, I would bet either his running back or a defensive end is going to be game MVP. It won't be him.
Hmm. Well, I mean... He's got a young team in Atlanta. He got a lot of skill.
I'm rooting for the guy. I'm rooting for Coach. Oh my God,
Raheem.
Coach Morris, yeah, yep. Root for him,
yep,
no doubt.
Exactly right. All right, hey, listen, I want to tell everybody, listen, if you've ever had this situation happen to you where you get a letter in the mail from the Department of Water and Power with those two big, bold words that says high usage, and you're like, what do you mean high usage? I don't even understand what's going on. Why is that? And you try and figure out why are you getting these letters in the mail, and so you're trying to go around the house. You tell your daughter, hey, you're taking big, long showers. You tell your son, yo, you're washing your car too much. You're telling your gardener the sprinklers are on too much. Listen, you probably have a leak, okay? And that's where the water boy comes in. In fact, just the other day, somebody sent me a message on Instagram, and they said, hey, what's the name and the number of that company that when I have a leak, I need to call these guys? And I was like, oh, it's the water boy. The water boy leak detection, 818-518-5055, 818-518-5055. The Waterboy specializes in pressurized leak detection. So you likely have a leak somewhere in your house. You don't know where it is. You don't know how to find it. All you know is you keep getting these letters from the Department of Water and Power saying high usage. That's why you need to call Omer at the Waterboy. If you're a homeowner, if you're a property manager, if you're a realtor, you need somebody to come in and inspect the water system. You need to call Omer at the Waterboy. He uses all this technology to acoustically and visually find where the leak is coming from. And you got to get that leak fixed. Otherwise, these water bills are not going to stop. 818-518-5055. 818-518-5055 for the Waterboy leak detection. Call Omer today.
And don't forget, it's the Waba Grill Sedano and Cap 4 p.m. hour on 710, presented by Waba Grill. Kids eat free at Waba Grill. Bring your kids in for a free chicken or tofu mini bowl with any entree purchase weekdays after 4. Restrictions apply. Also available on weekends. We'll be right back.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
What are you playing, man? What is this?
Oh, wait. Is this Wilson Phillips?
Wilson Phillips.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought you were trolling us. Yeah.
What's up, Lil D?
Sounds like it's from like 90210.
Yeah, what's the story, Lil D?
It's on the OTDs.
Yeah, this was on this date. This song was released?
Take a guess.
What year?
See. Yeah.
1998?
I'm going to go earlier. I'm going to go 90.
It's got to be earlier because I don't remember this song. It's got to be at least 10 years earlier.
I'm going to go 95. I'm going 95.
1991.
It might be college for me.
91.
91.
91? It was college for me because I remember they were everywhere all at once. Yeah.
I never heard of this group.
Yeah, they were.
You never heard of Wilson Phillips?
Nope.
Yeah. I want to say, somebody check me on this. Wasn't this like the daughters of the Beach Boys?
Yes. Brian Phillips.
Brian Wilson.
Brian Wilson. Yeah. Crazy. Right. Yeah. When I was in school, like they would go from Smells Like Teen Spirit to this.
Yeah, right.
Like from back Nirvana to back. This is what they played on the radio. Yeah,
by the way,
crazy.
Speaking of Kurt Cobain, I listen to a lot of true crime podcasts, and this one that I listen to all the time.
Does it say Courtney did it?
Yes.
Yeah.
They did this whole two-part episode, and you know what? I feel like they're kind of onto something. And I know that was like a thing that's been like, you know, rumbled about
a lot,
rumored, whatever, but like the way they broke it down and everything that they explained with like the forensics, I don't know. I feel
good
like
luck proving it, but it sounds good.
It obviously doesn't matter now at this point anyway, but I don't know.
I mean, like 30 years later, they're still finding the guy that may have shot Tupac.
Yeah,
why not?
That's a good point.
You're right. However, Kurt Cobain, they ruled it a suicide, which that's really sad when they don't like do a thorough enough investigation because they just assume somebody. That happens a lot with suicides.
I mean, yeah, it fit his character, right? Yeah, it's Anyway, moving
on. Showstopper. Yeah. Showstopper is what that was right there.
True crime. The true crime minute brought to you by me.
Wow.
Hey, a lot of people in the circle of trust like the fact that we've got DeAndre here today and DeMarco here today.
Yes, sir.
And they're calling it a double D.
Double D.
Yeah.
I see what you did there.
Like a double dump truck.
I see what you did there. You know? Let me look. Hold on. Let me look at Lindsay. Okay. That one passed.
What? Oh, he says it all the time.
I'm messing with you, Cap. Come on.
The double D. I like it.
Of course. Good
I
stuff.
Like it.
Cap, you haven't done the dump truck in a minute, man.
I know. I haven't dump trucked anybody in a little while. You know,
what's going on with that? I thought you guys dump trucked on Tuesday when you were doing the morning show.
No, no, no. I didn't dump truck. I mounted Morales.
What?
Oh. Yeah. Oh, you didn't hear about this?
No, I didn't hear. You mounted Chris Morales?
Well, it's not new. I mean, it's something I do.
Was he on the ground?
Oh, yeah.
He laid on the ground and
laid
you mounted
ground,
him.
Face first.
What? Never mind.
Yeah, right on his belly.
Okay, I'm with Mason. You need to separate.
You got
to
see
stop
the video.
Hanging out with him.
Oh, no, no. You got to see the video. The video, somebody should show DeMarco, Big D, today. Somebody should show DeMarco the video from Tuesday morning. So Morales came in. He tried to wrestle me to the ground.
Yeah.
Of course, I used all of my MMA moves and my bag of tricks.
All four of them.
Yep. And then I escaped from the bigger man.
Nice.
I reversed. I got points. And then I mounted him.
This is all in this studio?
Right there where you're
right
sitting.
Right in this studio. Wow. Right did you see this,
sitting.
Lindsay?
No, I wasn't here.
You weren't here?
No,
Dee, did you see this?
Charlotte. Oh, I saw it.
You
yeah.
saw this?
Yeah, I saw the whole thing.
And what did it look like? Anything like he just described?
Everything he's describing?
Really?
It happened, exactly.
Okay. I see it. Wow.
Just that way. It happened. Just that way. Hey, DeMarco, we'll get into it coming up in the next hour, but just some initial thoughts here on the Lakers and the Nuggets.
Man.
Tomorrow.
Okay, so it's twofold for me because I have a lot of Warriors fans in my family. So, and I'm not allowed to root for the Warriors because I gave up my fandom a long time ago. I cast my lot with the Showtime Lakers. So I am not allowed to root for the Warriors when they're good. So the fact that they're out makes me a little bit happy. And it makes me even happier that I like the Lakers. But going up against the Nuggets, didn't we say? I thought you said it. I said it with you. If you're going to face the Nuggets, you're going to have to anyway. I'd rather do it early than late. So I think this is the best of all possible worlds for a team that has a 39-year-old superstar and an Anthony Davis who, when he's healthy, can beat just about anybody. So I'd rather do it earlier than later. So I think the Lakers have a shot. I think they have a better shot now that it's you're facing them now. What do you think?
Well, I kind of think about it like in just sort of generality. So in other words, the numbers say that the Lakers have lost 9 straight games to the Denver Nuggets. So they lost all 4 last year in the Western Conference Finals, and combined in their last 9 games, they've lost all 9.
But competitive, though. I mean, it's a sweep is a sweep is a sweep, right? But
right.
They were competitive.
Well, that was it, is that I had to actually go back and look at what happened last year. And through the 4 games, really, there was a 6-point differential between the 4 games.
Yeah.
So in the first game, Denver won 132-126. In the second game, they won by 5, 108-103. In the third game, that was like the more dominant final score, 119-108. And in the fourth game, as the Lakers were still trying to grind out a win, it was a 113-111 game, and that was the end of the series.
Yeah. All competitive. Yeah.
All competitive games, 6 points. I mean, in other words, Denver averaged 118, Lakers averaged 112.
Yeah.
The tail of the tape from last year tells you it was a close series other than Denver finds ways in the last 5 minutes to win these
they
games, to close out
better
games.
At the end, right. No doubt. Yep.
If I'm the Lakers, and again, we'll go deeper into this, but if I'm the Lakers, game one to me is the game you go steal. Because
I'm with that.
Because LeBron played earlier this week the play-in game. Okay, I want to say it was Tuesday. Today's Friday, right? No, it was Monday. No, it was Tuesday because we did the morning on Tuesday. They played on Tuesday. They've had Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and they'll play tomorrow. So you've had this week to recover, to relax, to get treatment, to get your body right, to practice,
et cetera. As best you can this time of year, yeah.
And if you're going to take, if you're going to finally win a game in this series.
This is it.
Win the game one.
You know, I hope you're right. I really do. I totally hope you're right there. I have a question for you. At their best, kind of for the room, Anthony Davis at his best or Joker at his best? Who are you taking?
Not even close.
Joker, really?
Yeah, all day long.
Okay. Because I thought this new Joker thing dominating AD is kind of a new thing. Because it wasn't always this way.
The past 2 years.
Yeah, the past 2 years, but it wasn't always this way. So I still think that guy still exists, but I'm shocked you say that.
Well,
hands
down,
yeah.
Anthony Davis, to his credit, played, and we've talked about this a lot, played in more games this year, 76 games, than he's played in any season in his entire career.
Good.
So you got more games out of Anthony Davis this year. You had LeBron at 39 with his best three-point shooting year of his entire career, and the best they could do was eighth and play in. But now it's playoff time. And so, you know, just the same way they focused and loaded up and put everything into it for the in-season tournament because it was important to them to be the first ones, I just can't rule them out. You know, just the same way. Listen, DeMarco, I'm so naive that last week I actually thought Tiger Woods had a chance to win the Masters.
No, you didn't. You didn't.
Yeah, I did.
No, you didn't. That's Cap. That's Cap the radio guy. That's Cap.
No, that's...
That is Cap. You never thought Tiger had a shot at the Masters.
Listen,
come on.
I still think Mike Tyson can be the world heavyweight champion.
No, come on, Cap.
You don't believe that one.
Not
There's
at
certain
all.
Guys.
Not
There's
at
certain
all.
Guys.
I love you, but no.
I still believe LeBron James can do this.
Do you watch golf?
I mean, not that much, really.
Oh, okay. I mean, have you watched Tiger over the years?
Yeah, I mean, I've seen him fall apart.
There's no way you thought he was going to win the Masters.
No,
making
like,
the cut was him winning the Masters.
Right,
that
but
was
like
it.
In my heart of heart, I'm like, no, he can still do
you
it.
You still want it,
He
yeah.
can still do it, you know?
But I see where you're going. I was, you know, this whole conversation, Jordan versus LeBron, I think it's fun. It will last until eternity. But what if LeBron goes out there and sweeps the Nuggets? What if that happens?
That'd be insane.
Oh, my God. That's going to have to chip away at your GOAT thing. Even if you love Jordan, and I think you're right. But if he does the impossible, gets through the Nuggets and beyond, two things will happen. One, Darvin Ham keeps his job.
That's true.
And I'll love this. And two, I think you'd have to move LeBron up to number one. If he can drag this rock up this hill at this age and beat the Nuggets doing it. Come on. That would be awesome.
All right, we're going to keep it going. Stick around, everybody, and we're going to go back to Sedano in Miami as they approach halftime and see if he can get in the Love Boat. Can he get in Terminal H? Can he get in the Circle of Trust? Can he get in South-South? Is he going to send us a signal on the national radio broadcast? Hey, listen, you know, here in California, we like to choose to chill. Hitting the beach, going on your favorite hike, pulling for your favorite teams to win another championship. No one chills more than those of us in Southern California. And you know what? The one thing that kind of ties it all together, enjoying all that California has to offer with great friends and an icy cold Coors Light. You want that silver bullet. You want those mountains to be blue on the can, and you can pick up an icy cold Coors Light near you. You can even have it delivered to your door today. So go to this website, cachoosechill.com, cachoosechill.com to learn more. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. And when you're drinking that icy cold Coors Light, celebrate responsibly.